Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory to God forever. So just two little things I want to share with us this morning. The first thing is just a little bit about the Sunday Matins service. Matins is one of the more complicated services with a lot of different parts and variables that can be put in to the service. The structure stays largely the same, but there are variable prayers and hymns, readings that can be put in depending on a feast day that's being celebrated. But when there's no particular feast day, then it goes, those prayers go by the day of the week. And so Sunday, being the day that Jesus rose from the dead, he rose on a Sunday. Sunday Matins, when there's nothing else going on in the church, when it's an ordinary Sunday, the theme of most of the hymns, the theme of the gospel reading, like the one we just read, is the theme of resurrection. Now, last week at Matins, we were in the feast of the entrance of the Virgin Mary into the temple, so those preempted, as it were, the ordinary Sunday hymns and readings. Next Sunday, we will be celebrating St. Nicholas. That happens to fall on a Sunday this year. So those hymns and readings will kind of preempt the ordinary. But today is just ordinary. So today is an ordinary Sunday, and therefore the reading that we just read was a reading from when Christ had risen from the dead. There are actually 11 passages that are read in rotation of the resurrection, of Christ's appearances after he rose from the dead. There are 11 passages that are read in rotation for ordinary Sundays. So today we happen to be at the third part, the third one of that rotation. So today we read the third portion, which was from the Gospel of Mark. But coming up with the canon, with the hymns and the praises, with the hymn called the Ex Apostolarium, which is technically a dismissal hymn, those all have as their theme the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, his cross, his tomb, and of course his glorious resurrection. So as we pray through those momentarily, think about and listen for and pray and glorify and thank God for his resurrection, because really everything in this life comes down to the gift of life itself. And that gift is given eternally through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that's the first thing I wanted to share with you, is this theme on an ordinary Sunday Matins is just permeated with hymns of resurrection. And then the second thing was from today's gospel, specifically the Matins gospel. One of the lines Christ promises after he rose from the dead, he instructs them to go out into the world to preach the gospel, to preach the good news, to preach eternal life and forgiveness of sins and the love of neighbor and how God loves us in spite of our failings. That good news that all of us are valued by God in his eyes and in his heart. And part of that message for these apostles was that they would be able to work wonders and work signs. And one of the signs that we hear about in Mark's gospel here, in that passage we just read today, is that if you pick up serpents, or if you drink a deadly poison, it won't harm you. It won't harm you. And there is a case in the book of Acts where the apostle Paul is shipwrecked. He's shipwrecked on the island of Malta. It says there's a cold, misty rain. And so he and the other people that are shipwrecked, along with some of the native islanders, build a fire, you know, just to stay warm because they're all cold and damp. And Paul is putting this bundle of sticks, it says, onto the fire, and a snake comes out of the bundle of sticks and latches onto his hand. And so the islanders, seeing that it's a poisonous snake, think, he's going to die. And in their minds, they think it's kind of a karma thing. He must be a bad person. And even though he survived the shipwreck, now justice will still see that he dies through this snake bite. And so it says, but Paul just shakes off the snake. He throws it into the fire, actually. So these islanders, they watch and they wait and see. And after a long time, nothing happens. He doesn't swell up. He doesn't have trouble breathing. And Paul is unharmed by this bite from a poisonous snake. So they change their opinion about him, and they think at first he's a god, or at least a man sent from God. So we have an example in the book of Acts of someone handling a serpent, Paul, literally, and not being harmed from it. But we need to understand that there's a deeper meaning than just its surface. I mean, how often are any of us physically handling a snake? It doesn't come up that often that Jesus would make a special point to say, if you handle a snake or if you drink a deadly poison, it won't harm you. Those events don't happen very often, that we're getting bit by snakes and drinking deadly poisons. So there must be a deeper meaning there. There must be something else besides the surface meaning of what Jesus is promising his disciples. Certainly, it can have a literal meaning, and it did with Paul, but there is a deeper meaning that applies to all disciples throughout all generations. And the snakes and the poisons that we're faced with are not so much physical as they are spiritual, as they are the things of the brokenness of this world, our sins. And if we go back to Genesis, of course, the serpent is an image of Satan. It's an image of temptation. It's an image of sin, an image of disobedience. All these things are pictured by that image of the snake bite. And the same thing, poison, the brokenness of the world, the things we take in that aren't good for us, that aren't good for our souls, the decisions we make that are poison to our spirit. And what Jesus promises is that if we put our faith in him, if we come to him in repentance, if we love God above all else, if we believe in the power of his resurrection from the dead and the conquering of death, those things, as broken as they are, still can't harm us. Still can't get to what the depth of our soul, that inner quality, that inner image that is just indelible in us. We can have a lot of junk around it, but that inner image of God that is indelible cannot be harmed if we put our faith and our love and our repentance in the risen Christ. In the risen Christ. And I think just about this year 2020, it's been an extremely difficult year for so many people, and it's not letting up. It's not yet letting up. You know, it's like we're handling a snake. You know, a snake has been given to us, whether it's the civil unrest, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's divisive politics, whether it's the fires, whether it's the injustice that so many people are facing day in and day out, plus all the ordinary brokenness of this world, is like Christ is saying 2020 is a snake. It's a poison that we've been forced to face. But believe in me. Believe in the risen Lord. Bring your troubles, bring your faith to me, and that snake can't harm you. Maybe physically it'll get you, maybe it won't, but it's not going to get who you really are. It's not going to get that indelible image of God in you if you put your faith in me, Jesus says. If you put your faith in me, Christ says. You know, let the snakes bite. They're not stronger than me, Christ teaches us. And so this message that we have in Mark's gospel that comes from the words of Christ, having defeated death, having destroyed death, having risen from the dead and given to us, is that word of encouragement that there is nothing that can get your soul. Our bodies are going to go in this world at some point or another, but there is nothing that can get to your soul. No snakes, no poison that this world can dish out is stronger than me. So as we pray these prayers coming up, as we think about and glorify and thank God for his glorious resurrection, for his conquering of death, know that that power isn't just something from a long time ago, but that the dangers, the stakes, the poisons of this world to this day, to this hour, are defeated when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.